News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Jammu and Kashmir government on Tuesday announced that 2G mobile connectivity will be restored in 5 districts of the Jammu region from today, while broadband facilities will be provided to all the institutions dealing with essential services, as well as hospitals, banks and hotels, among others. However, users will not be able to access any social media sites and messaging services, said the order issued by Principal Secretary Home Shaleen Kabra. On restoring broadband connections in the Kashmir division, it was directed that prior to giving such facility, the ISPs shall install necessary firewalls and carry out whitelisting of sites that would enable access to government websites and websites dealing with essential services, e-banking, etc., excluding, however, all the social media sites. To amplify, there shall be complete restriction on social media applications allowing peer-to-peer communication and virtual private network applications for the time being. The order also said that the 844E terminals set up in the Kashmir Valley for the general public, students, etc., besides 69 special counters for tourists, apart from separate terminals for filing of GST returns and application forms for various examinations, as well as internet access to government offices and hospitals, would continue, and the divisional administration will set up an additional 400 internet kiosks. All the institutions and government offices where broadband services will resume have been made responsible from preventing any misuse, it said. An Amazon.com Incorporated founder, Jeff Bezos, arrived in India on Tuesday, according to a post on his Twitter account, as thousands of small traders across 300 cities planned protests, claiming the firm is distorting local retail market. Bezos, dressed in an Indian attire, paid his regards at Rajghat, a memorial dedicated to Mahatma Gandhi, as a video posted on Bezos' Twitter account showed. The billionaire e-commerce magnate, who is on a 3-day visit, will attend a company event in New Delhi and is also likely to meet senior government officials, sources have said. India's antitrust chief Ashok Kumar Gupta told Reuters on Tuesday that big e-commerce companies in India should not offer deep discounts which can potentially hurt small-scale brick-and-mortar retailers in India. Hundreds and thousands of small brick-and-mortar retailers led by the Confederation of All India Traders have planned a countrywide protest against the company. CAIT has also accused Amazon and Walmart-owned Flipkart of violating India's foreign investment rules. The companies have denied the allegations. The House of Representatives is to vote today on sending the documents impeaching US President Donald Trump to the Senate for a trial, Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced on Tuesday. Trump will be tried in the Republican-controlled Senate on charges that he obstructed Congress and abused his powers. Although the Democrat-controlled House had voted to impeach Trump on December 18, Pelosi had withheld sending the impeachment documents, which are a charge sheet framed by the House, to the Senate. This will be only the third time in the U.S.'s 243-year history that a president would be tried after impeachment, and Trump can expect to be acquitted, like his two predecessors, Bill Clinton in 1998 and Andrew Johnson in 1868, because there won't be a two-thirds majority to convict and remove him from office. While there is no chance for removal of Trump from office, Democrats are hoping to use the Senate trial as a propaganda tool ahead of the elections in November by giving the charges against Trump another public airing and turning voter opinion against Republican senators facing re-election. The trial in the Senate will be presided over by Chief Justice John Roberts, and the senators are to act as jurors. During Wednesday's vote, the House will also select impeachment managers who will act as prosecutors at the trial. Pelosi and the Democrat Senate leader Chuck Schumer had delayed sending the impeachment documents to negotiate the trial procedures to include new evidence and witnesses. She also hoped to make some Republican senators break ranks with the leaders on the procedures for the trial, and has partially succeeded in this, as at least 4 of them appear open to witnesses being called. Republican leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, appeared confident that he would have a hold on his party senators to set the rules for the trial. While Trump's conviction and ouster from office is virtually impossible because of the two-thirds vote requirement in the 100-member Senate, only a simple majority is required on procedural matters. The Republicans have 53 members, and four of them shifting positions could make a difference here. Australia openers David Warner and Aaron Finch's record opening stand flattened the Indian attack on Tuesday as the visitors won the first ODI at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai by 10 wickets. Both batsmen scored centuries as Australia chased down a target of 256 without losing a wicket. This is only the second time that India have lost an ODI at home by 10 wickets and the first instance since 2005. Warner and Finch also bettered their own record for the highest ever opening stand for Australia against India. They ended up making 258 runs, which is the highest partnership for any wicket in an ODI against India. The previous record also belonged to an Australian pair, 242 by Steve Smith and George Bailey on Perth in 2016. Warner was given out, caught behind in the sixth over when he chased a short ball down the leg side. He reviewed after a lengthy chat with Finch, and the snicker showed no spike as the ball passed the bat. Australia then raced to 110 for no loss in 15 overs, with Warner crossing his 50. Finch made his half century in the 16th over as the pair settled into the chase. They slowed the run rate and played largely chanceless innings, with India not helping their cause with lapses in the field. India's next real chance came in the 29th over when Warner was given leg before wicket of Ravindra Jadeja. This time, however, the 33-year-old reviewed straight away, and replays showed that the ball had taken his inside edge before hitting the pads. Warner scored his 18th ODI 100 two overs later, and the four that he hit to get there also helped Australia cross the 200-run mark. Finch also reached his 16th ODI century in the 35th over with a four, and in the next over, they set the record for highest opening stand for Australia against India. The previous record also belonged to the pair, which they had set in Bengaluru in 2017. In the 38th over, Warner hit Mohammad Shami for a four past mid-off, which were the winning runs for the visitors. Warner ended the innings on 128, while Finch was on 110. India lost their first wicket early in Rohit Sharma, who was the first to fall to Mitchell Stark. But then Shikhar Dhawan and KL Rahul seemingly got India back on track with a 121-run partnership for the second wicket. Rahul fell 3 runs short of his half-century to break the partnership in the 28th over, after which India lost captain Virat Kohli, who came in at number 4 instead of his usual 3, and Shreyas Iyer in quick succession. Rishabh Pant and Ravindra Jadeja temporarily put a stop to the fall of wickets, but the scorecard pressure eventually caught up with them. They put on 49 runs for the 5th wicket, before Jadeja was caught behind of Kane Richardson. Pant fell in the next over to Pat Cummins, after which it was all downhill for India. Pant got a top edge of the short ball bowled by Cummins, which hit his helmet before flying to point where Ashton Turner took the catch. He ended up suffering a concussion, because of which Rahul kept wickets in his place during the Australian innings. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.